Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let's talk with the Brewers left-hander Josh Hader as we hit him up on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Josh, Tim, and Billy here. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Where are you at right now? I'm sure it's warmer than it is and has been around here.
Yeah, I'm on a golf course right now.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Awesome. Awesome.
With my boys.
With your boys?
Yeah.
Not
JJ, Taylor, and Aaron.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. I talked to David Stearns, the general manager of your team here, about a week ago, and he dropped a little bit of a bombshell on me, Josh. I got to ask you, and we've talked about it before, starting and or relieving, and he said it's possible that you could do both this year. Is that true?
I mean, as far as I know, I'm going to be doing some pitching. You know, not really sure. They say we could get out extended, multiple innings and stuff like that, so we'll see how the season goes.
But you, I know in talking with you beforehand, you'd probably want to start if you had your choice, right? But you're just so outstanding in the bullpen, though, but your choice would be starting.
Yeah, like I said before, man, I just want to stay in the big leagues and pitch as long as I can. Yeah, that's the main focus, and you know, whatever way that's starting or relieving, I'm all in for it.
It's a good attitude.
Now there's got to be some kind of changes in how you're going to prepare for a season, knowing that you're going to be going out there, you know, 33 times, throwing hopefully six or seven innings where you could be doing pitching in you know, 75 to 80 games as a reliever. When did you start your throwing plan?
Was it December? So I've been throwing quite a long time now, and everything's feeling good. You know, really not too much has changed throwing program-wise. It's more so the workouts, adding more explosive stuff in there, and, you know, really getting that heart rate up and, you know, kind of simulating coming to a game, you know, late and, you know, just being worn out.
Yeah, you the numbers look good, and you know, the results were there for you out of the pen. And really, bullpens in baseball, Josh, as you know, they're becoming big time. And you can be a big superstar. You don't have to be a starter anymore to be a superstar out of the pen. What's the next step for you? If indeed it is out of the bullpen, what might be the next step? Close a role, a setup guy? I know you're going to tell me you want to get outs. I get it. But what's the next step for you internally?
Really, it's just more consistency on my pitching mechanics, you know, pitching in the zone and out of the zone effectively, and, you know, really just not trying to get behind too many hitters. You know, like I said, you know, I'm going to be doing multiple innings, you know, short innings. So really, you know, just being able to go out every day and, you know, be consistent as I can be.
So, Josh, when we look into spring training here, you guys are going to be reporting here within a month. And you guys are going through some stuff in that rotation, not knowing exactly when Jimmy's going to be back. Just how important is it for every single guy to know later on in the season last year? There were times when, and Craig came out and said, this is going to be a bullpen day. We're going to have to work through, and there's going to be having to be a lot of guys getting outs for us. Does that build a little bit more camaraderie out there in the bullpen where there's a couple of days where, you know, you're looking at all the guys down the line there and saying, man, we might all be in this game, and this might be the only way that we're going to get a win?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, that's how the bullpen's coming along nowadays is, you know, everybody has a part in the game, and, you know, if need be, you know, all the guys in the bullpen can, you know, scrap together a good win.
Last year, there were some moments that you had that were just amazing. There were some learning moments, as you know. I mean, you know, no one expected you to come out and just throw goose eggs every time out. So it was surprising to us when someone hits a tater off you. But do you have a highlight from last year, Josh, that you look back on and say, man, this is the moment I arrived?
Well, besides being interviewed by Tim and myself.
Yeah, besides that.
I really just say the whole season, everything, meeting all these new guys that we have, really picking their brains and really just, having fun. It was a good experience, getting caught up. It was, something that you don't dream of, and, being able to live that out and, the season that we had as a team, falling just one game short, there's no better feeling than that, just being in that competition role all the time.
Yeah, and we can't wait for this season, man. You take the next step. But you don't look back at, Bryce Harper at bat or the one against L.A. or any one stand out for you? I know the one in Tampa doesn't. That much I do know.
Had to bring that up.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. I'd have to say, if anything, it's probably New York. That was one of my longest, innings pitched, and being able to pick that win up was it was very nice, So, like I said, though, the whole season was a great season, and just hope to continue it forward and see where we can go with the team and make the playoffs this year.
All right. So last week we talked with the last two shows, last Monday and the Monday before, we talked with your roommates. And we're gonna play you a little piece of what we had asked them. And we asked them, the roommates that you had, Brinson Phillips and you, man, I want to see a baseball. Is there a baseball card, Future Stars, out there that has Brinson Phillips and you on it? Because if there is one, I want that card. I definitely do. That card's going
to
be worth a lot of cash. But we asked them.
I have to call it the roommate card.
There you go. All right, so we asked, who is the messiest within that apartment in Colorado Springs? And Brett Phillips, we'll start with him. He had this to say about that roommate situation.
We were all pretty clean. We respected each other's space. That's big. And there's no excuse. We're all grown men. So just take care of our space and respect each other. And it worked out great.
Okay, so that wasn't too bad. He said he didn't throw you under the bus, Josh.
So what are you saying Brinson did?
I like he knows the foreshadowing.
Yes, that's right. Now we get to Lewis Brinson here, and he told us this about the cleanliness of that apartment.
I think we're all a little bit equal. I don't think anybody's like more messy than the other. I think Josh is a little bit more clean than me and Brett. When it comes to like the kitchen and stuff, I like the trash to be taken out. I don't want the smell in there. But there was a lot of Papa John's. There was a lot of video games by those guys. They like playing video games. But I can't say anybody's room was, more messy than the other. I don't want to hint it to anybody. But, the guy with the weird laugh kind of has a weird room, too.
So were those two comments, were those accurate?
Yeah, they're pretty accurate. I'd have to say the same thing myself.
You guys are wait, see, now I would have been throwing my roommates under the bus, man. I would have said that.
Yeah, but you're down to throw anybody out.
That guy's a freaking slob. That guy doesn't clean up. He doesn't rinse his dishes. So that is.
Yeah, we're all pretty good. Yeah, it was. I guess being in the minor leagues a lot, you kind of live on your own. So you either got to clean up after yourself, or you're gonna have a dirty house.
So you have yet to get a suite in your contract. Who's your roommate on the road in the bigs?
We got my best friend. He doesn't really show up too often, but he's normally by himself. But this year I think Philly's going to be the guy for sure.
Who is?
Phillips.
Oh, okay, he is. Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean – shoot, you guys. Oh, who's yelling at you?
Well, somebody just hit a hole in one, I think, is what the issue was.
Yeah, they almost hit it in.
So what are you shooting right now? What hole are you guys sitting on?
We're sitting on, what is it, 15?
And what are you
right
sitting
over? I'm not playing.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what were you sitting over par? But I didn't know if you were scratch or if you were hanging in with the big boys on the golf course.
I'm subpar.
Okay. All right. So Philip said we're going out to Olive Garden in Arizona. And I asked for a couple of beers. He said, no way. He'd do a glass of wine.
He thinks we're a little bit too wild for him.
Yeah. Brinson said he'd come along with. And so that leaves the third of the three amigos here. Are you with us?
Hey, as long as I have breadsticks and salad, I'm all in.
That's exactly what I said, wasn't that? I said, never-ending possible. I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right, Josh. Get back to your golf game, man, and we appreciate the time. We'll see you on Sunday at the On Deck event and then certainly in Arizona, man. But we're looking forward to seeing you progress here as a big league baseball player, all right?
Oh, yeah. Excited for this weekend, and I hope to see all the Brewers fans out there and see you guys. And you guys take it easy, and thanks for having me on.
All right, there
thanks,
he is.
Man, appreciate it.
Josh Hader joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, so he's in. But he's more in for the food.
That's the only reason I'm going, right?
Well, look at you.
Great Midwest Bank committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.